Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 16th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Vav. Our Mishnah deals with a Yovam, a brother-in-law, of a brother of a deceased man who died without children. And the Yovam is only 9 years old, 9 years and one day. Now, min ha-Torah, what being a minor, what he does has no consequence, no validity whatsoever. But the Chachamim, however, said, we will take into account things that he does. So, for example, if a nine-year-old has bia, has sexual relations with the sister-in-law, with his deceased brother's wife, he will actually make a kinyan on that, on her. He will actually acquire her, but only equivalent to what an adult would do with his kiddushin. Now, we've said many times that an adult kiddushin to Yevama is not really a kiddushin, does not create a propitious ish. It's what we call a rabbinic kiddushin called maimer. So the bia, the living together of the nine-year-old, when he lives with his sister-in-law, that would be also a semi-kinyan. It would be acquiring her a little bit. And similarly, if he gave her kiddushin, it would never have the status of an adult kiddushin, but it would be a ktsas kinyan, a little bit of a kinyan. Let's learn the Mishnah. Ben teisha shonim v'yom echad, hu poisel alidei achin. A nine-year-old can ruin the chances of the brothers taking the yevama, taking the widow of their brother, if he does an act such as living with her or giving her maimer. For example, he was Mekadisha with money or with a shtar, she would then be disqualified from all the other brothers. V'ha'achim poisin al yada. Now, the brothers, if they start off a relationship with the widow, with their sister-in-law, then they will also disqualify him. But there's a big difference, says the Mishnah. Elo ba'at shehu, he, the nine-year-old, Poisel, he will only disqualify them tchila, if he does his action, he does the maimer, for example, before the brothers get a chance to do anything. Then he will disqualify the brothers from doing anything, from having any yibum or chances of yibum with the widow of their brother. But not at the end. What do you mean not at the end? So therefore, if his older brother, an adult, gave maimer, gave kiddushin to the yevama, and then afterwards this nine-year-old did maimer to the yevama, it will have no effect whatsoever, and it does not disqualify the older brother from continuing the act of yibum by then having bia with her. V'ha'achin, but the brothers, the adult brothers, poislin tchila v'sof, they will disqualify their minor brother both at the beginning and the end, which means that even if the nine-year-old gave maimer before the maimer of the brothers, nevertheless, their maimer will be powerful enough to prohibit and disqualify their young and nine-year-old brother from taking the yevama. Now, the Gemara tells us that we have to insert a little bit here in the Mishnah to get the flow of the Mishnah. By medvar morim, when do we say that a nine-year-old can only disqualify when he does his act batchila at the beginning? When do we say that he can disqualify the older brothers only at the beginning with his maimer if he just gave kiddushin? That will only disqualify the other brothers if it's done at the beginning before they get a chance to do anything, but not at the end, not after they've started their process. But bia, avol bia. But if he has relations with her, that will disqualify the adult brothers even at the end, which means even if the other brothers have jumped in and done kiddushin already first. Ketzad, now the Mishnah flows through and explain how this works. Ben teisha shonim v'yom echad shebal yevim toy. If a nine-year-old brother, he's the minor brother, he lived with the yevama, and he did that even after the older brothers had given maimer, posal alidachin, that will disqualify the yevama to the adults, even though they've already done maimer before him. that will already have an, it'll asa them, it'll disqualify her to them. Bo alo achin, what happens if one of the brothers lived with her, or gave her maimer, or nosnu geta chalzo, they gave her a get, or they did chalitza to her, even after the bia or the maimer of the nine-year-old, pasval yodai, they will disqualify him from taking the yavama for the nine-year-old boy. Mishnah Zayin. Ben teisha shana v'yamechad shebali v'imtai. What happens if nine-year-old had relations, he lived with his yavama, and afterwards, and remember, a nine-year-old's bia is called a bia. It's called a relationship. Under that, we don't even regard it. But he's a nine-year-old one day who did bia with his yavama. V'achakach, and afterwards, ba'aleh ha'achiv, shuhu ben teisha shana v'yamechad. And then there happens to be another brother who happens to be nine-year-old, and he does bia as well, after the first brother has done it. Does that have any effect? Does that disqualify the first brother? Says the Mishnah, yes. Posal al yodai. That second minor, the second nine-year-old, will disqualify the Yavama from being married to the first one. Why? Because the bia of a nine-year-old, the Chachamim, treated it as equivalent to a maimer of an adult, to a maimer to the kedushin of an adult. So effectively what you have is here a maimer after a maimer. It's like a nine-year-old gave kiddushin after his brother gave the nine-year-old gave kiddushin. And when that happens, both have some validity. They do have some validity. And therefore, one brother will disqualify the other from proceeding. None of them can have the yavama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo posel. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says no. He says that when the first child has done, the first nine-year-old has done bia, then the second one doing bia does not disqualify him. And what's the reason? The Gemara explains the reason for Rabbi Shimon is as follows. According to his opinion, the bia of a nine-year-old is doubtful whether he's koina, whether he acquires her by doing that, or whether he's not koina, he doesn't acquire for it. If he does acquire her by his bia, well, once he's acquired her, he's acquired her completely, and the second brother, when he did bia, it has no effect. It's no effect. It doesn't disqualify the first brother's actions. And the first brother can stay married or live with his Yavama. But if it's not koina, if we say the bia of a nine-year-old is not koina, well, the second one's also not koina. So back to square one. It's as if nothing has happened, and therefore the second brother's bia would not disqualify her to the first. The halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the Tanakama. And therefore, the bia of the second brother, the nine-year-old minor, will also will disqualify the first brother's bia, and disqualify him from taking the yavama.